Iraqis and their U.S. allies have absorbed a wide range of news in recent days. A suicide bombing killed more than 100 people at the same time that Iraqis were maneuvering to form a new government. Syria, which is accused of aiding Iraqi insurgents, turned over an insurgent leader, and some other Middle Eastern nations took apparent steps toward democracy. In all of this, there is ammunition for the war's supporters and also for its critics. Earlier in this busy week, we spoke to Michigan Senator Carl Levin. He is a leading Democrat who voted against the war. And Levin says he remains doubtful that the war has changed the region.
We're not going to know whether or not, for instance, this war made a fundamental change for the better probably for a decade.
For a decade?
Yeah. In terms of fundamental change in the Middle East, absolutely. In Egypt, we hear that there's going to be an election for president. We don't know the real significance of that, whether it will lead to real ability of the opposition to take their message to the public. There's still political prisoners being held in Egypt. Saudi Arabia says that they're going to have local elections. They're going to let women vote. We can't determine whether that is going to stay or whether these are delaying tactics, trying to fend off criticism from the West. And we won't know that. I think safely, one can say a decade. Optimistically, we can say a few years.
Although it's interesting, whichever one of those is true, whether these are real moves toward reform in the Middle East or, as you put them, possible delaying tactics by the elites, the suggestion would seem to be that the war in Iraq has at least changed the terms of the debate in the Middle East for many, many people.
Oh, it has surely for many people, but we've got to be very realistic. We've got to do some things differently in the Middle East. One of them is that we've got to be honest about the numbers of people who are being trained in Iraq to defend that new nation.
The administration has said that there are something like 130,000 Iraqis who have been trained.
Well, that's just simply way off. 89 of the 90 Iraqi battalions that have been fielded have a very limited mobility and sustainment capability. Now, that is very, very different from telling us that there's 140,000 who are well-trained and equipped.
Well, while they're acknowledging that there's much more to do, the administration will also point out that thousands and thousands of Iraqis did take part in security in the Iraqi elections, a huge event that largely went off.
Right, and that is correct. It was an event which went off well. Yes, there are some signs of progress, but we should not kid ourselves as to the difficulties that lie ahead and these numbers that have been given to us. The Iraqis that are totally trained and equipped is just contradicted by our own commander. He says that the Iraqis have a long, long way to go.
Carl Levin is a Democratic senator from Michigan. Senator, thanks very much.
Sure. Good being with you, Steve.